First International Conference on Restoration, Gabinetto Vieso, Sala Ferri, Florence, November 25, 1995. Speech by Pier Lorenzo Eletti and then by Enzo D'Angelo, President of the Conference. Report by Pier Lorenzo Eletti. The Before and the After in the Humanological Vision. Psychiatrist, Rector of the Iola University in Lugano, Scientific Director of the International Foundation Eric Fromm. Eletti was the first psychiatrist to participate in the cycle of international conferences on restoration, later called International Conferences on Conservation and Restoration, and finally, International Conference on Conservation and Preservation. The participation of psychiatrists and philosophers was one of the most significant lines in the research carried out from 1995 to 2006. Here Eletti talks about alienation with Enzo D'Angelo, who will repeatedly propose the themes of perception, alienation, dissociation, and estrangement in the topics addressed by the international conferences. Eletti speaks of conflict in urban society, a life defined as schizoid by the sociologist Lewis Wirth, of anonymous social controls, of the individual and of alienation, of freedom in Eric Fromm, of Durkheim's social void, of limitation in satisfaction, of the conflict between ego and superego, of the lack of critical autonomy in the face of restorations. D'Angelo speaks of the estrangement in Sklovsky and Brecht, of public awareness, of the uncritical attitude. He says, "The humanological centrality of the subject you propose seems fundamental to me. If we want to look back a little, for example, Ludwig Feuerbach saw religion as a mythical projection of man. That produces alienation. If we replace the term religion with restoration, we can often see, after an intervention, this uncritical submission to an alienating consolation and enjoyment of a mythicized past and of reality as it was. Long after the alienation of Marx and Marcuse, of Freud and Jung, I think your reference to Fromm is appropriate." Speaking of alienation, his clarity is also known about the dehumanizing causes of social, bureaucratic and productive structures. Today I would also emphasize communication structures and the new manipulations of language and attention. Text by Ricardo Ponto.